Hello there, science fans. This is Bob Druger with Science on the Radio. In 1927, a $25,000 prize was offered for the first person to fly across the Atlantic from New York City to Paris. Charles Lindbergh, a former male pilot, took on the challenge in a specially built plane, the Spirit of St. Louis. The plane's wing was made 10 feet longer than normal, and there were five fuel tanks holding a total of about 451 gallons of gas. One reference called the plane, quote, a two-ton flying gas tank, unquote. There was no radio, no brakes, and no parachute. One fuel tank was in front of the pilot so that Lindbergh could not see ahead, except by banking the plane and looking out the side window. He did have a small periscope to see ahead, but he may not have used it. He took off in the morning of May 20th, 1927, barely rising above a telephone line near the end of the runway. Lindbergh took along on the flight four sandwiches and two canteens of water. His wicker seat was deliberately cramped and uncomfortable to help Lindbergh stay awake. A sealed barograph was on the plane. This instrument measures the plane's altitude and flight duration, thus providing proof of the nonstop flight to Paris. Lindbergh successfully flew 3,610 miles from New York to Paris in 33 and a half hours, and upon landing was greeted by about 100,000 cheering people. When he landed, Charles Lindbergh became an instant hero. He was awarded prestigious medals, including the U.S. Congressional Medal of Honor. The Spirit of St. Louis is on exhibit at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. What a wonderful story. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.